Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, we reach back into our archives to bring you preaching from 2014. This is Sister Joan Hardiman in Auckland, New Zealand, and it's entitled Political Crisis.
Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a feast for his son's wedding. He sent his servants to call those who had been invited, but they would not come. Next, he sent some more servants. Tell those who have been invited, he said, that I have my banquet all prepared, my oxen and fattened cattle have been slaughtered, everything is ready. Come to the wedding." But they were not interested. One went off to his farm, another to his business, and the rest seized his servants, maltreated them, and killed them. The king was furious. He dispatched his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burnt their town. Then he said to his servants, "The wedding is ready. But as those who were invited proved to be unworthy, go to the crossroads in the town and invite everyone you can find to the wedding." So these servants went out onto the roads and collected together everyone they could find, bad and good alike. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. So when the king came in to look at the guests, he noticed one man who was not wearing a wedding garment and said to him, "How did you get in here, my friend, without a wedding garment?" And the man was silent. Then the king said to the attendants, "Bind him hand and foot and throw him out into the dark, where there will be weeping and grinding of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen." The Gospel of the Lord. Can you just imagine the field day magazines would have if the events of this parable actually happened today? Wouldn't the TV announcers and the talkback show hosts be really going for it? The radio interviews would be asking, or viewers would be asking all those awkward questions. It's actually been bad enough today with the tragic beheading of journalists. So can you just imagine the political uproar there would be if the king's ambassadors or the presidential envoys were murdered when delivering invites to the significant wedding of an heir of the king or president? But this is a parable, a teaching given by Jesus to the leaders of the day, the chief priests and the elders. The gospel stories, by and large, so show that Jesus often enjoyed having meals or parties. So it's no wonder this message to those leaders was based around a banquet. Political alliances and diplomatic strategies are often sealed with a banquet or a significant event. Instruments of foreign policies helping to bring about peace and reconciliation among leaders of various groups are often sealed by having a meal together. And in this parable, the guests were invited three times. They were even given the menu, fatted oxen and cattle, etc. So the king was tremendously insulted when the invited guests ignored his invitation. And people, the street people from down at the crossroads, they were all invited. And till the wedding hall was filled, enough people to use up all the food that had been prepared. And then there was someone without a wedding garment. And it's funny, this man without the garment was called friend, just as Judas was called friend at that time when Judas kissed Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. There are many interpretations for this difficult parable. Often they say, you know, the prophets, the people of old were sent so many prophets, and then Jesus was sent, and he was killed. And so the message was given then to those of us who follow the teaching of Jesus. That's one fairly sound interpretation. But what's in this message for us today? It's surely about the graciousness of God, who constantly offers us a generous invitation to peace and reconciliation. But it requires a response on our side, an effort for us to identify with the scriptural values taught so frequently by Jesus. We have to keep on reflecting on them to see how they can influence our own lives today. Today is the anniversary day of a British woman, Elizabeth Fry, who was a Quaker. And about 200 years ago, she was invited by a friend to visit a prison at Newgate, and she was appalled by what she saw there. So she started trying to help people there, taking them straw to lie on, food and bits of clothing, and things they needed, until eventually she launched a whole campaign which led to the reform of prisons. So I'm sure she entered into eternal life, the eternal banquet, wearing a wonderful wedding garment. And perhaps we can't do such significant things, but we can do a little to have an appropriate garment as we share in the banquet of peace and reconciliation so desperately needed in our world today. ¶¶